This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Tuesday, April 19th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Finally, the issue of parental rights has made it onto the international radar screen as of last weekend, thanks to 50 rallies held in 50 cities around America and the world. Thousands rallied for the Benarius family from Norway, a Christian family which lost custody of all of their children to social services last fall. Congressman Trent Franks told the Phoenix rally on Saturday, quote, "If someone came into my home and wanted to arrest me for murder, that would be far less traumatizing to me than someone coming in and taking my 7-year-old twins," unquote. These rallies were sponsored by the Romanian Pentecostal churches worldwide. The Worldview interviewed Pastor Christian Ionescu, who told us that this tyranny is as bad or worse than what they suffered under communism.
I've lived under communism for 24 years. I had 3 children born in Romania. And I know what it was. It was a very, very bad, it was a very evil system, but nothing that compares with this.
Ezekiel 16:20 issues the complaint. "You took your sons and your daughters, whom you bore to me, and these you sacrificed to them to be devoured." And Paul tells Christian parents to bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Attorney Jim Mason from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association announced yesterday that the truancy case against a homeschool family in Missouri has been resolved. The summons to court was dismissed for Anthony and Tiffany Swearingen, who withdrew their children from public school to homeschool them. The death toll from that Ecuadorian earthquake over the weekend now stands at 350 people. It is the worst disaster in 70 years, and damage is estimated in the billions of dollars for this already impoverished country. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan signed a pro-life bill into law last Friday, banning dismemberment abortions. Governor Bryan said he is committed to, quote, "making Mississippi the safest place in America for an unborn child," unquote. Psalm 127:3-4 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth." After Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam vetoed a bill that would have made the Bible the state book, the bill's sponsor, Jerry Sexton, is now appealing to override the veto. While campaigning in New York, presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump a, quote, "cancer," unquote. She also referred to the Republican candidate as the donkey of the decade. The New York primaries will play out today, where Trump is hoping to win over 50% of the vote. Police will be working to keep the peace today, while parents share the gospel of peace at a controversial Jesus lunch at a Middleton, Wisconsin high school. Every Tuesday, parents and students gather off campus for a lunch that includes Bible study and prayer. After the administration attempted to shut it down, students and moms have started an online petition, already collecting 2,000 signatures. Last year, Apple wasted not and wanted not by gathering over $40 million of gold from recycled gadgets. This is an effort on Apple's part to take care of the environment. Actor Harvey Keitel is backing the Green Beret, Charles Martland, who was discharged from the Army after defending an Afghan boy from his accused rapist. Keitel, a former Marine, says Martland and his team leader have merited a medal for their actions, not a discharge. One of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing survivors, Adrienne Haslett, lost her leg in the attacks, but that did not hold her back from running the marathon this year. She towed the start line on Monday with 30,000 other runners. This year's winners were Ethiopian runners Lemmy Berhanu Hale for the men's race with a time of 2:12 and Etsidi Besa for the women's field with a time of 2:29. That's impressive, but Business Insider tells the story of Rob Young, who ran 422 marathons just last year. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27 says, Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. The Dow Jones closed yesterday over the 18,000-point mark for the first time since July of 2015. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.